Good morning. High pressure is anchored over interior New York and New England, keeping the skies dry and clear this morning. Temperatures have dropped off, especially in locations where we still have a deep snowpack, and many places are between 0 and 10 above, with the valley locations generally in the teens this morning. Either way, that sun will help warm us back through the teens and 20s and toward the 30-degree mark on average for afternoon highs. With the high overhead, we'll also lose a lot of the wind that we had yesterday, and there'll be more of a comfortable feel outside, especially with that full sunshine. Some clouds will move across our skies tonight with a weak disturbance, although not enough moisture to produce any precipitation. So with mostly cloudy skies, it will be dry with temperatures back into the upper teens to around 20. This will set us up for a milder southwesterly wind flow tomorrow as high pressure slides off the eastern seaboard. Again, some clouds will mix with sunshine, but it'll stay dry with highs in the mid-40s. As we get into the day on Thursday, another disturbance will approach from the west in the form of a cold front. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and we do run the risk at a few scattered showers, but ahead of this front, temperatures should push into the upper 40s to around 50. That front will slide through on Thursday night, and on Friday morning, a few rain showers along the front. On the back side of it, though, it'll be windy and turning much colder during Friday afternoon. We'll start out the day near 40, but temperatures for the rest of Friday will fall through the 30s and into the 20s with scattered snow showers. The cold weather will be with us to start the weekend. Despite lots of sunshine, it'll be breezy with temperatures in the lower 30s Saturday before bumping back up into the 40s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low centered over the California-Nevada border will slide off the west coast through early tomorrow morning. The result will be additional snowfall for portions of the San Juan Mountains above 10,000 feet from 4 to 8 inches, with 2 to 4 inches of snow at the lower elevations. An additional few inches of snow is also expected from this system across the Wasatch in Utah. Temperatures will warm to near average today after a very cold start across northern Montana, followed by slightly above average temperatures for tomorrow. However, the Canadian cold front will bring a return to bitter cold air for Thursday across this region, with high temperatures going back to 20 degrees below average for Montana and North Dakota to go along with some light snow. And as high pressure edges eastward into the Atlantic today, a return southerly flow on the backside of the ridge will allow moisture and warmer air to evict into the Gulf Coast states and mid-Mississippi Valley. By tomorrow, high temperatures are forecast to range from the 60s to the 70s from Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, as well as for portions of the mid-Atlantic. And Tropical Cyclone Jeeta is pulling away from Tonga after striking the island as a Category 4 storm yesterday. The cyclone will weaken over the South Pacific Ocean heading into the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles of visibility under partly cloudy skies and 9 below zero with a northwest wind at 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 16 degrees, the dew point 4, 59% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.82 inches, and it continues to rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Naples, Florida, to a low of 38 below zero at Malta, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-30s, Boston sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo a mix of sun and clouds with highs near 30 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 22. The average temperature, 30, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 8.3 inches of snow for the month, which is 2.8 inches above normal, and 33.2 inches for the season, which is 7 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high 58 set in 1900 and the record low 18 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning 6:55 a.m. Sunset this evening 5:24 p.m. 10 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, cold today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny but chilly today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and cold today with highs near 30. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and cold today with highs reaching into the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 20. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and cold today with highs right around 30. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder, mid-40s. Mostly cloudy, the chance of a shower Thursday near 50. Starting out near 40 on Friday with a few rain showers, then windy and turning colder in the afternoon with scattered snow showers as temperatures drop through the 30s and into the 20s by the end of the day. Mostly sunny, back to around 30 on Saturday, back to the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, and a chance of rain showers with highs in the mid-40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.